When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Good morning, and welcome to the 8 o'clock and final hour of Jason and Alexis in the morning for this Friday, July 10th, 2020. I'm Jace, Lex, Dawn. Kenny's off today. Thanks for being here. We have a fun 8 o'clock ahead. We have the Dirt Alert, starring Dawn McClain, Elizabeth Zoff. And then Alexis cannot wait for 8:30. I mean, she's just chomping.
Yeah, because I get to assign you an action film.
No, I don't think so. But,
but I got to get through something before that. You're
yeah.
Right.
Alexis is watching, has watched a scary movie about sexually transmitted diseases. So
sexually transmitted demons or whatever.
It follows.
Well, that, oh, yeah, STD, sexually transmitted demons. That's right.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
It fits. So that's coming up. But right now, you know, for a Friday, we wanted to laugh a little bit. We did this a few days ago, since this is kind of a holiday week, and Dawn counted today. We have, Lex, 73 people listening today. 73,
oh,
that's right.
We lost one.
We lost one in that last segment.
And half of them are drunk.
Yeah, that's right. According to that survey, that's right. So before passing notes, we did a fun little segment called Dear Diary that you guys loved because it really connected with you, because a lot of you kept journals just like our friends Alexis and Dawn. And it ran for a couple years, but we ran out of diary entries because, well, Alexis and Dawn grew up. Darn you both for growing up.
No.
So we pulled a couple of Dear Diaries from years past, and we're going to start with one that is referred to as a Dawn follow-up. Now, I don't know what this is about, but we're getting ready.
Oh,
yeah, we're getting ready to see. So here's Dear Diary.
Hey, getting a ton of calls on the request line for this. Here's Tom.
That's not right. Okay, nope. Let's just go to the next one. Okay, this is...
Who knows?
I pressed the wrong button, Lex. Okay, that was Donnie doing a country voice. There we go. So,
yeah, it's like, Donnie. Well, hello.
Donnie.
There we go. Hi, Donnie. Yeah. So here we go. This is from January a couple years ago. Here's Alexis.
Dear Diary continues. Once again, back in Lincroft, New Jersey, 1993. An 11-year-old Alexis Thompson.
March 12th, 1993. Dear Diary. No school, yes! Lana came over and we went sledding all day. There's so much snow and it's iced all over. We don't even need sleds. I gave Carlton a carrot when we got back and he bit me. Bit Lana too. I hate him. He squeaks all the time and now he lives in the garage. Tracy should take him and Jake can visit him. I hope we don't have school on Monday. Love, Alexis.
I found a diary underneath the tree.
Wow.
That was my brother's guinea pig, Carlton.
Really?
Yes. He was so annoying.
Okay.
He did live with Tracy, and then it turned out Carlton was actually Carlita because they thought, oh, we'll give Carlton a friend, you know, sisters. This will be great. And Carlita got pregnant.
Oh!
And then they had little guinea pigs.
Oh
my God.
I remember you telling me the story.
I hated that. Those little rat-like creatures.
That's a horrible
list.
That
started my...
My niece had one named McLovin, and he used to...
Oh, gosh.
McLovin was not very loving. Sometimes every time you picked him up, he would bite, and then he would knock his water dispenser over all the time, like 5 times a day.
Oh.
God, McLovin.
Okay, now this next one, I gotta say to you ladies, this could be a disaster, but this is what's fun about these best ofs. This next Dear Diary, Alexis, is long, but it's titled Diary Hot Tub. Now, before I roll this, do you guys have any idea what this is?
I'm scared. No.
Lex, do you?
I'm guessing it's one of yours, Don. I don't know.
Well, should we roll it? Let's roll it.
Let's do it.
Who cares? Here we go.
Hi, is this Millie?
Oh, no, that's a birthday prank.
It's a birthday prank.
It's labeled as a Dear Diary.
Oh, boy. Huh.
Yeah, well, anyway, well, luckily we have a...
nice screening these, Jace, by the way. You're like, I've pulled some best of.
Well, I did. Okay.
You're randomly selecting from a list right now.
First of all, kiss my butt. And second of all, I pulled an extra one, and that was it, because I realized I was doing the math in my head, and we didn't have enough to fill the segment. So, again, kiss my butt. That was an extra one. Uh-oh. I did screen this one. Here it is. Here is Dawn to go with the last one with the guinea pig. Here we go.
This is Dear Diary with young Alexis and young Dawn.
I found her diary underneath the tree.
Let's return to Springfield, Missouri, and 13-year-old Dawn McLean.
January 19th, 1987. Oink, oink. I love sexual ed class. Just joshing, but I do love Chris Konar. At the basketball game, Amy and Carrie told him I liked him in front of the whole pep club. Everyone knows. He told him he didn't like me. Bastard. Just kidding. I can get him, and I will. I still like him, and I will get him.
Oh.
Here are my sweethearts. Number 1, Chris Konar. Number 2, Kirk Cameron. Number 3, John Landway. Number 4, Dustin Helinski. Number 5, Paul Sheridan. Number 6, Matthew Durham.
I found your diary. Wow.
You're listing them, Dawn.
Yeah, here are my sweethearts.
And started reading about me.
I love that Kirk Cameron was on that list.
I know. Right?
He was on everyone.
He was on everyone's list, Lex.
Oh,
he was.
Yeah.
Okay, so this was the following week. This is January 19th, I believe, of 2018. Or 2018. Here is Alexis.
This is Dear Diary with young Alexis and young Dawn.
I found her diary underneath the tree.
Once again, back in Lincroft, New Jersey, 1993. An 11-year-old Alexis Thompson.
March 13th. 1993. Dear Diary, we shoveled snow all day. I love making money, even though butthole Jeff takes most of the money. He says he finds the customers, but all he does is go around the neighborhood. Anyone can do that. One day, I'll get a good job and forget about him. No school on Monday. Yes, Lori's having a sleepover. Love, Alexis.
I found your diary underneath the tree.
I think that was the first butthole in your diary history, Lex.
Yeah, there were a lot of that.
But I think that was the very first butthole that appeared in your diary history. Okay.
Oh, man.
Here's the Dawn companion to go with that day.
Dear Diary continues. Let's return to Springfield, Missouri, and 13-year-old Dawn McLean.
Dear Diary, January 20th, 1987. I will have a boyfriend by next year, and I will make out with him. This is dead serious. Good gosh golly darn. Have a cow, name it Betty. Have a sow, name it Helga. Have a nice day, name it Pee-wee. Oh, and I have to have a boyfriend by Valentine's Day. Oh. It'll ruin my life if I don't. Good night. I'm being very strange. Dawn.
I found a diary underneath the tree.
You had a single focus, Dawn McLean. I will, Lex. I will.
Or it'll ruin my life.
Yeah, it'll ruin my life.
Oh, boy.
Oh, gosh. Aww. Well, because how old are you? 97? Mm-hmm. We were how old, Dawn?
87.
87,
yeah,
we were.
Seventh grade, it's like 13.
13 years old.
Yeah,
that's what you're thinking about at 13.
Yeah, I doubt if I had a boyfriend by Valentine's Day. Did you? Yeah. I was in seventh grade. No.
I just had best friends, you know? And then because I knew secretly that I was gay. So I just called the boys that I wanted to be my boyfriend secretly. I was like, they're my best friend. And I'm in my mind going, oh, I really would like you to be my boyfriend. Like a boy named Chris Kreitzer. I loved him. Aww. Oh, yeah. We called him. His nickname was Critter. And I had such a crush. But I'm like, will you just be my best friend? And yeah, I just came across a picture of Critter a couple days ago.
Critter.
I know, because his name was Chris Kreitzer. So I think that's why they came up with the name Critter. Yeah, Alex. I've never talked about Critter on the show before. Critter. But yeah, and I had such a crush on him. I didn't really process it, but yeah.
Right.
Okay, a couple more. So this was the next year, I believe. Or no, a little bit later that month. This is from January 26th. Here's Alexis.
Dear Diary continues. Once again, back in Lincroft, New Jersey, 1993, an 11-year-old Alexis Thompson. Note, due to sensitive subject matter, the role of young Alexis will once again be played by our understudy.
March 14th, 1993. Dear Diary, sleepover at Lori's was fun. Everyone has a cute bra. I'm really sick of this, not having boobs. I need a bra. I'm asking Mom. I need one now. Love, Alexis.
That was totally a thing. I know.
And started
reading.
Was it a thing? I mean, again, I'm not even being funny.
It's a big thing.
Oh, it was a big thing. And then my mom wasn't really open about talking about stuff like that. And I wanted a bra so bad. And I just remember feeling so self-conscious because I didn't have one or even a little bralette or anything. Of course, I had nothing going on there, but you want to wear one just because
you
want the people, you know, to see the straps to fit in. And I remember I got some hand-me-down clothes from this lady my mom worked with would give us her daughter's old clothes because she was about 3 or 4 years older than me. And so she would just clean out drawers and then I would get cute, cool clothes. And I remember there were bras in there, like little teen bras. And like I hid them because my mom didn't look through the clothes first. And I was like so excited to have a bra. Hand-me-down bra for some other girl. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, here's Dawn. I don't know if this is about a bra, but this is Dawn from that same day. Listen to this.
This is Dear Diary with young Alexis and young Dawn.
I found her diary underneath the tree.
Let's return to Springfield, Missouri, and 13-year-old Dawn McLean.
Dear Diary, January 19th, 1987. Hello, baby head. Let's get serious. Today we are out of school because of the snow.
No.
But we'll probably go back to school tomorrow because the weather is clearing up. I played in the snow today with Yuki. She had a ball. She loves the snow because she's an Alaskan Malamute. She's the neighbor's dog. I made a huge snow tunnel and snowdrift, and she sits there with me. I tried to get her to ride this up with me, but that doesn't work too good. She just kept jumping off and running alongside of me, and biting at the snow. I love her. I wish she was our dog. Marvelous. Tomorrow night at the talent show, I'm doing jokes and doing a dance with Stephanie Wilde. What Have You Done For Me Lately by Janet Jackson.
Yes.
C'est la vie, Dawn.
C'est la vie, Dawn. C'est la vie.
And started reading about.
Oh, memories.
Memories.
Alexis and her quest for a bra. I love it.
I just wanted boobs so badly, and I wanted my period, which I'm like,
I know you did.
What?
Yeah.
Has everyone got them before me?
Boobs and a period, Lex. You were just.
Both, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was just the period thing, but. You were wanting the boobies, too.
And everyone had cute bras, right?
Yes, everyone did.
Little polka dot bras or whatever.
And I waited a long time, you know, even through high school. I was like, where are my boobs?
I'm not laughing at you, Lex.
I had a bra by then, but it's like, what the?
You didn't even really need it. Yeah.
Where are
my boobs? Can you help me find my boobs?
Set 8:17. Hey guys, I'm going to hear that all weekend long now. Listener rewards in July all month long, including you can win access to a digital screening of Radioactive. Sign up for listener rewards right now. Back with the Dirt Alert after this.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back to Ye Olde Broadcast. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1 and streaming around the world on our My Talk app. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. Kenny's off. And so is Elizabeth. So Dawn McLean has the big entertainment story headlines in the Dirt Alert.
Well, more on the Naya Rivera case. Naya Rivera is a young woman who was on Glee. She's an actress, and she went out boating with her four-year-old son. He was found a couple of days ago just drifting in the boat, and she wasn't there. He was asleep with his life jacket on. They are now turning that to a recovery mission instead of a rescue mission because it's been over 24 hours since she was seen.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
In the water. A former Parks and Rec manager of this area in this lake says there were 12. He saw 12 drownings in his 23 years there.
Yeah.
This is like chilly temperatures that can overwhelm swimmers, winds that are often strong enough to tip over a boat.
I read a similar article, Lexington. This is a troublesome lake. This is just not a lake that's for casual folks. Even if you're a good swimmer, it's wreaked havoc in other lives.
Oh, it's just so sad. So, you know, they're saying that there are a lot of reasons why they wouldn't be able to find her body yet, because there are a lot of trees and plants that it could be tangled up in.
I just did a search. I'm pausing. I tripped there because I just did a quick search of Twitter to make sure nothing's broken the last half hour. Nothing.
Yeah.
There are divers now. There's low visibility that they're dealing with because of everything that Dawn just said, the plants, the vegetation. So divers have been dispatched. So nothing new right now.
And Naya is the third cast member, if she is dead, which they're presuming her at this point probably to be dead, that have died in their early 30s or early to mid 30s. Corey Monteith was 31 when he died of a drug overdose in 2013. Mark Salling was 35 when he chose to take his life. After being accused of child pornography.
Yeah.
He took his life in 2018, and Naya is 33.
Lex, Colin said this yesterday when we were watching Nora O'Donnell, and obviously all the nightly newscasts had this. He's like, you often hear about cursed sets, famously Poltergeist, the movie. The Twilight Zone movie was also allegedly cursed. He's like, God, it seems like the Glee set has a similar cloud over it, Lex. Mm-hmm. I mean, just, yeah, you know.
It does.
It's a weird coincidence that three of the cast members, young cast members.
Yes, yes.
I just think about her going, you know, renting that boat, going out with her four-year-old, you know, either deciding to take a dip, and why you would do that if you're the only adult, and... Oh man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just,
What was going through her mind?
Know,
and no,
yeah.
Maybe she, you know, miscalculated that lake, Lex, you know, maybe she wasn't aware of the tides or how the water moves or the part of the lake they were in.
Well, she took her life jacket off too.
Right.
Yeah. It's just, even if you're a good, it's a great lesson. Even if you're a great swimmer, girl, put that life jacket on.
It's true. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so Jamie Foxx is over Kanye West's U.S. presidential bid. He said he hasn't got time for his BS.
Wow, Jamie.
I don't have time for this BS.
Yep.
He also shared a post by former NBA star Steven Jackson earlier this week in which an old quote was offered to question Kanye West's intentions. This quote read, "If you wouldn't hire a plumber to work on the electrical wiring in your house, why would you vote this way? America's obsession with fame and celebrity is the end game." He responded to that going, "I've had enough of this clown S, and I ain't got time for this BS." So
the only thing where it gives me pause to, I ripped into him yesterday, but I will add an asterisk to that because I really do try to be respectful. TMZ is reporting that he may be in a bipolar episode right now. He may be experiencing that. Now, look,
to me, it's pretty clear.
Okay. I'll come at it with compassion. If that is the case, if this is a Kardashian Kanye publicity stunt, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Right. Because what might happen is that you might take away votes from another candidate.
Yeah. Either candidate. I'm not saying either candidate. It's not one way or the other. I'm being, but It's just disgusting, I think it is.
And what's sad is that, you know, he doesn't believe in medication. And it's like, this is, to me, clearly a manic episode. And he just did an interview with Forbes that they say was 4.5 hours. I have a little clip here of one of his raps. This is about his presidential run and COVID-19, if you want to hear a little bit of it.
Look at what the COVID list made, all this hate. All this hate. Look at what the COVID list made, all this hate. Try to keep us quiet, cause riots. Try to keep us quiet, cause riots. Look at what the COVID made, this hate. Look at COVID made, this hate. Try to keep us quiet, cause riots. Try to keep us quiet, cause riots. How about we change up our diet? How about we change the diet? How about we get a real plan? How about we change the meal plan? How about we stop hiring them?
Okay. Well, changing your meal plan is not going to prevent you from getting COVID-19. So,
right. Anyway, wish I had an uplifting story.
No, it's what's happening. But, yeah.
Any baby goats born or?
Yeah, there's a baby goat at the Oklahoma
rainbow,
Zoo.
Double rainbow?
That's right. Yeah. I don't know about the Oklahoma Zoo. I pulled that out of my butt. Alexis is next with Forced Movie Reviews next. Welcome back. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning. My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, Everything Egg McMuffin. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. Kenny's off. He'll be back on Monday. And then Dawn will be gone. Hashtag revolving door. Dawn will be enjoying some much-deserved time off with her daughter. And then the last few days, when her daughter leaves, Dawn's going to a nudist camp where she will sit on all the furniture without a towel.
That's right.
Yep. Wow, that's risky.
I do. Yeah, I bring things to wipe everything down, though. Good. You know,
sanitizer, butt wipes.
Yes, and bleach wipes. Yep. Yeah.
Don't bleach your butt.
You lay a towel down.
Or I guess you can. 8:33.
Some people do.
So it's a Wednesday in my neighborhood. Yes.
Oh my gosh! Do you wear a mask at a nudist colony, or do you just like? Yes. What are the rules now?
I don't. That's a good question. Are there any nudists out there? Call us on Monday. Yeah. We could use the content.
Yeah, not today.
Yes, not today. No.
Gone Monday.
Yeah. So. Call on Monday. All nudists out there listening, could you call Alexis and me on Monday and
do
tell
you
us
wear a mask?
Yeah. Do you wear a mask?
I mean, what are the requirements?
What are the new nude requirements for nudist colonies? Call us nudists on Monday. 8:33. Oh, Dawn, guess what time it is?
Oh.
I can't believe you're making me do this.
Why do we have to talk about that?
Do I have to?
Forced Movie Reviews.
You forced me to do this.
Oh, it's Forced Movie Review Friday with Alexis.
Oh.
What's wrong, Lex? You sound like you have indigestion.
Dawn?
Yeah.
This was a rough road. I can't believe you like this movie. It was boring. It was nutbaggy. There was a few images I will never get out of my brain.
Oh, I haven't watched it in a long time. Tell me why.
25 hours.
Okay.
Oh, you haven't watched it in a long time?
No.
I wonder why.
Right when it came out, I saw it in the theater.
This was in the theater?
Of course it was. It was a huge hit.
It's a quality motion picture, Lex. I don't know where this venom is coming from.
It was.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. There's a lot of... I'm surprised plot-wise this didn't just grind on your gears, Dawn, because there is just so many things that I'm like, why? They don't explain that. And, like, sometimes there's the mystery that's you like, but then there's also things that just aren't consistent.
Oh, sure.
As you go along. So it starts with this young woman who is on a date with the guy and... They do it in the car, and then he ties her up, puts her in this wheelchair, and wheels her around this abandoned building and tells her all these rules.
Hot.
Oh, right.
First aid hot,
right. And he's telling her all these things about, all right, it's going to follow you. It's going to be people you know. Sometimes people you don't know. They'll haunt your dreams. Never touch them. You know, there's like the rules of Fight Club kind of thing, right?
Or the gremlins owning a Mugwai.
Right.
Yeah.
And then this guy just disappears. And then for a long time, you know, she tells her friends and family, like, this happened to me. And, you know, some believe him, some don't. Some, you know, then she decides, I got to go find this guy to get more information. And she doesn't even get that much more information from him. But basically, he says, yeah, I gave it to you via our sex act in the car by this abandoned building. There's no one there, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you just need to find someone else and pass it along. And of course, being, you know, a hot, young, hot thing, there are two guys who are just willing to be like, yeah, all right.
I'll get your demon
give
herpes.
Give it to me.
Give it to me.
That's what's so ridiculous about it.
Right. And then she does it with one guy, and he's like, yep, I'm fine. I don't see anything. And then she sees him in the middle of the night. She goes into his house because they live across the street from each other.
Yeah.
He's kind of like the hot, long-haired, kind of like the Dylan of 90210. You know, he has the car.
Yeah.
He's
great
cool.
Reference, Lex.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's that guy. And she sees him in his, like, pajamas, which are long johns, and he walks into his house and breaks in. And then she decides, because before this she's terrified of being by herself, you know, she needs her sister, she needs her friends, she needs the Justin Long lookalike guy who's even scrawnier, who's like, trust me, I'll save you. And you're like, yeah, right, dude, okay, whatever. She sees the long-haired Dylan guy break into the house. She decides, oh, I'm gonna go in there too. She goes upstairs, and the mom is knocking on the door, and she's going, don't answer it, don't answer it, don't. He answers it. The mom jumps on him, and
what?
It's via sex, so the mom is on him, and her boob was out, oh. And then then he loses all blood to his face, and I mean, it's. That one especially, I was like, oh no, they didn't go there.
Yeah.
But they did. Then they go to like this beach area because the further away you get, you know, it's harder for these images or people to find you. And so she sees like a friend who's actually there in the flesh, but she has a nosebleed. So we know she must be the thing that's following her right now. Then there's this tall giant guy who follows too. And then this little guy who like crawls on the ground. And anyway, it's just crazy. Then they get to this pool and decide we're going to plug in all of the appliances because
yes.
little Justin Long is like, hey, do you trust me? I know what to do. Get in the car with me. So they go to where they had their first kiss. So they plug in all these lamps and fans and like a plug-in typewriter. I'm like, where are
the Lexus? Why
this?
Are you focusing on that?
Because it's a Lexus. Have you met her?
It's like, it's so weird. Then she gets in the pool, and then the guy pulls out a gun, ends up shooting one of the friends in the leg, and she's on the floor bleeding, and her poor calf is like, she's got a gunned wound, you know? I'm like, what the? Then they decide, oh, we're going to throw a sheet on top of this figure, because she's like pointing like, there it is, as this person is launching TVs and microwaves and lamps and all this crap that's plugged in to try to electrocute her.
Yeah.
And she's okay. She's just pointing. And then they put the sheet on the guy, and then the sheet, you know, somehow he's invisible.
Right.
But
that's
you
they
see
use
the form
sheet.
Through the sheet,
yeah.
You know?
Great camera trick for a low budget film.
Exactly.
Don, we could have made this film. That's the other thing. I'm watching this going. And then, I mean, the direction from the director for this girl is like, okay. Look emo. Look extremely sad right now.
Right.
Now don't look into the camera. Look to the side and be real sad. And then they have to sit there by the pool and wait for the, you know, the creatures, it to follow. And so they're just like posing, just like voguing.
Where's it going to follow?
It follows.
And then at the end, it just ends. They're walking on the beach holding hands, her and Justin Long character guy. And
it's over?
Done. Yeah, because it doesn't necessarily transfer. There's still remnants of the visions that you'll see, but now he has it. And so they're like, oh, we got this together. And I'm thinking, I wish you all just died.
Oh, my gosh. Alexis. You hated this movie so much, you didn't care about the characters.
No, I didn't. I mean, from the get-go, maybe the first 15 minutes, I was like, I hope she dies.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh.
It's called It Follows, right?
It follows.
It follows. And
Dawn, do you remember
just
you
stay
said
stay away from that movie?
Do you remember liking it though?
I did like it. It's 2014, so it's been 6 years.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh, that's a different take on horror. Like just the whole STD world of like you're afraid of sexually transmitted diseases. It's an analogy for that, but it really isn't because it's
true.
Too on the nose because it involves transmitting this whatever supernatural force through sex. Right. And you think,
An interesting concept.
You're like, right. We're going to see a lot of sex in this. But then it gets, there's like bad, no, don't touch sex, you know, like with the mom. Bad and you're like, you're like, now this has turned really terrible.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Oh, right. Yeah, Don.
Well, it follows.
Did you watch it on Tubi or Tubi?
Okay, I'm glad you just asked about that. I did not know that existed. So, yeah, on my Roku, I just found it, and it was free.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of movies on Tubi, Tubi. It's T-U-B-I.
Let's call it Tubi.
Tubi.
Tubi's free, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that was new. Jace, you're like, yeah, Lex, come on.
No. I wasn't saying that. I just meant, for people that doesn't know about Tubi.
If you don't, right now, if you're like, I can't do Hulu or Netflix because I'm struggling, you can have Tubi.
Yeah. Right. Tubi Tubi.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I mean, but don't watch It Follows. I mean, that one. Oh.
Yes, do, please.
It's, whew.
Well, now Alexis will seek her revenge not on Dawn, but on me when she assigns me an action movie plus some TV TRL to wrap up the day and week when we return.
I can't believe you're making me do this.
Why do we have to talk about that?
Do I have to?
Forced movie reviews.
You forced me to do this.
Forced Movie Reviews Part 2 continues. Welcome back, everyone. Jason and Alexis. Oh, wait. Look at the time. That's going to do it for us today, everyone. Donna and Steve are coming up. Oh, wait. They're not in here yet. Damn.
Because there's plenty of time. It's only 8:48, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So Alexis got tortured with the movie It Follows about STDs, sexually transmitted demons. And because of how weird we designed the segment, instead of getting revenge on Dawn, Alexis will now seek revenge on me with the assignment of an action movie. Are you ready, Alexis?
I am ready. Now, Jason, after the Apocalypto assignment of last week or last time for you, I decided to follow this up with an American 1996 cult classic.
Oh, God.
From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah.
Everybody be cool. You be cool. Somewhere in the middle of nowhere.
Low profile. You understand the meaning of the words low profile?
Sure. Of America's most dangerous criminals have taken hostages.
What is this? It's called a punch. I'm going to ask you one question, and all I want is a yes or no answer. Do you want to live through this?
Okay, yes, Ramblers, he does, Jace.
Let's get rambling.
Oh.
Have you seen this yet?
No.
I was
what
like,
happens?
Maybe you have.
No.
Good.
Is this Robert Rodriguez?
It is.
Classic.
It's a Tarantino film.
Yeah.
George Clooney, Juliet Lewis.
Ugh.
Star in it. Lots of shoot 'em up style action.
It's so fun. Do you know what happens? Like,
no,
you know
it's
anything?
Vampires, right?
Okay, I just didn't know if you knew that. Yeah, it's vampires.
It is. I knew that.
It's a little horror twist, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish I could twist.
How excited are you?
I'm not at all. Because, again, I'm one of the few people that love film that I do not capital L love Quentin Tarantino.
Mm-hmm.
His style is just not my strawberry jam. So, thanks. But I'm gonna look at the positive though. Nothing you could have done this week could have been worse than Apocalypto. That will go down as the worst thing you've ever done to me. I mean, I don't care. Our small fights over the years, what you did to me a couple of weeks ago was the worst thing you've ever done to me.
Give him a little respite. That one was intense.
I mean, you almost got sick. You had to turn it off.
Oh, I'm not. Again, Dawn can tell you. I walked in with my phone, which is where I was watching it. Within 4 minutes, I was sick. I was just like, and I don't mind gore, but anyway. Okay, so from Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah.
Okay, next week.
It is a classic.
Okay, Dawn, you're going to miss it. So.
My mentor in grad school for writing did the visual effects on this film.
Well,
so cool. Yeah.
Well, Dawn, and when you come back, I'll have a romantic comedy waiting for you a week from today.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Should we call you specifically on your vacation and tell you your assignment?
We'll leave you a voicemail, Dawn. I'll leave you a voicemail.
Okay, that's fine.
A week from today.
Yeah, I know. Disconnect my phone.
Exactly. Roll us into voicemail.
Welcome to TV TRL. Television Totally Requests Live with Jason Lex. Here's Jace.
Thank you, Rocco. Okay, we're going to end up the week with some classics here. We've been playing some obscure ones all morning long, but let's go back to some classics. It'll just put us in a good mood because it is the weekend, and we've had some bad news this week. So let's do one that always puts a smile on everyone's face, the one and only Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh, yes.
Nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile. Well, it's you, girl, and you should know it. With each glance and every little movement you show, love is all around, no need to waste. You can never tell, why don't you take it? You're gonna make it after all.
No, it's kitty day.
That's right. You take the good, you take the bad, and what do you have, Alexis? The facts of life. The facts of life. When you go. Okay, anyway, I'll let the professional sing it. I think I'll just end it here.
Yeah.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, here is the facts of life. I'm going to play one more. I've tried to play it 3 weeks in a row, and the computer hates me. I'm going to do it one more time. Let's go to the Regal Beagle. It's time for Three's Company.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. It didn't play again. No.
Oh, no.
Okay. Right. It's a bad file, so we'll do another one. I was prepared this time. Okay. We're going to be like George and Wheezy. Let's move on up to the east side. It's the Jeffersons.
Where we're moving on.
Okay, that's going to do it for us today and this week. Don't forget to go to the My Talk resource page, presented by AARP. In the meantime, go out there and be yourself, everyone, because nobody can tell you you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
Yeah.
That was good, Lex.
You be you. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. We love you. Talk Monday. Bye, friends.
My Talk 107.1.